CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
For goodness sakes, now eat some breakfast. You complain about our being on a diet, then you don't eat what I do give you.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm getting adjusted to less food. Anyhow, I'm not very hungry this morning.
Too excited.
Excited? Over what?
Oh, come on, honey. Over what? You don't have to pretend with me.
Oh, you mean because the newspaper wants to interview me?
Yes, I mean because the newspaper wants to interview you.
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm not in the least excited, as you put it. Apprehensive is a better word.
Why? The reporter will just ask you how you caught the fish and want a picture of you with it.
I don't know how to say this without sounding vain and selfish, and it hasn't anything to do with my not loving my children, but, I mean, if they're hanging around when the guy comes to interview me and I'm trying to talk about fishing...
Dear, you can stop worrying. I've made plans to leave the children at Elner. She said she didn't mind at all.
Oh.
I'll have the living room looking lovely with flowers on either side of the mantelpiece so it frames your stuffed fish, and I will stay completely out of sight. You just get home early this afternoon and shave and get dressed up,
have to stay out of sight, for Pete's sake. I just meant...
Honey, the stage will be set. Now, everything will go smoothly. Now, stop worrying. Goodness, I think it's exciting having a husband who gets his picture in the paper just because he caught a fish.
Just because he caught a fish. Honestly, it's certainly true. No man is a hero in his own home. Fly casting is a true art.
Darling, don't tell me. Tell the reporter this afternoon.
Picnic weather is here, and you'll find a handy checklist of picnic items at your store, courtesy of Fritos Corn Chips. And when you pack for a picnic, pack Fritos for sure. Crisp, munchy Fritos Corn Chips go great with sandwiches, fried chicken, potato salad, any picnic fare.
Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos Corn Chips. It's not polite to smack your lips, but you can't help it with Fritos Corn Chips. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos Corn Chips.
From the paper will be here.
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
I'm sorry. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I had to shower and shave, and then I couldn't decide what to put on. Now, look, do you think this sports jacket looks all right?
Well, goodness, isn't it too hot? It's a winter jacket.
I think it'll photograph better. I mean, that light summer jacket might look kind of funny in a picture.
Yes. Uh-huh. Well, you look very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Living room look all right? I put flowers on either end of the mantel. Now I think it looks like too much. Think I should put one vase on the coffee table? Or maybe the end table over there?
I don't know. They doesn't matter. I just...
Well, it does matter, dear, if the picture in the paper says Mr. Piper photographed in his home standing by the fireplace and so forth. I want our home to look nice. Don't want to show just the fish or the mantle.
I'm being interviewed because of the fish.
Now, I know that, dear, but...
Oh,
there he is. There he is. You go to the door, dear.
Right.
I want to rearrange...
Yeah, I will. All right.
Flowers, quickly. Go on. Yeah. Let him in.
Oh, well, good afternoon.
Mr. Piper, I'm Ron Dudley from the Post Bulletin.
Oh, yes. Come in. Yeah.
A few minutes early, I guess.
Oh, no, that's all right. This is my wife.
Ron Dudley from the Post Bulletin. How do you do, Mrs. Piper?
How do you do, my goodness, you're a reporter?
Well, I am now. It's my first job and my first assignment.
Oh.
I graduated in June, and I'm going on to the university in the fall, taking up journalism. So I kind of wanted to get some experience this summer.
Yes, I should say. Well, isn't that exciting, dear? You're his first assignment.
Yes, I should say. Well, I guess you want to know about my muskie. Well, it's right there, over the mantel. There it is. I caught him at Mallard Lake July 3rd. He's 21 pounds and 6 ounces.
Boy, he sure doesn't look like he weighs 21 pounds.
Well, he shrunk. The taxidermist explained that they shrink a little in mounting.
A little? Boy, I didn't know they'd shrink like that. That was 21 pounds?
And 6 ounces.
You know, my dad caught a swordfish off the coast of Florida one time. Boy, that was a whopper. Weighed over 300 pounds.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's ocean fishing. Of course, they come bigger. But this muskie my husband caught is apparently the largest muskie ever caught in this state.
Yeah, that's what the boss said. That's why he sent me out here to get the story.
Uh-huh. Well, tell him about it, dear. How you caught it and all that.
Yeah. Well, actually, I was fishing for bass, you see, and I was using a bucktail fly with a number 8 hook. And, well, all of a sudden, I felt this tug on the line, and this fish leaped out of the water. And then Fred Beitner, who was with me, yelled, "It's a muskie."
Fred yelled, "It's a muskie."
It's a muskie. And, well, we couldn't believe it, you know. Here I was just using a bucktail fly with this number 8 hook. Don't you want to take some notes on all this?
No, I don't believe in taking notes when I'm interviewing people. I think it's distracting to the person who's being interviewed. That they get nervous when they see you scribbling down things. So I have a theory that it's better to train my memory so when I interview people, they can relax and be natural. You know, just be themselves.
Uh-huh.
You see, I feel what you caught the fish with isn't important.
Isn't important?
Dear.
Young man, it is absolutely incredible that I would catch a 21-pound, 6-ounce muskie with a bucktail fly on a number 8 hook.
Oh, okay. I'll mention it.
Well.
But I have a theory that the people who read the papers want to know more than just cold facts. A true journalist should be able to convey the mood, the inner joy that a true fisherman, such as yourself, sir, experiences when he feels that magical first tug on the line. And to recapture that mood, Mr. Piper, I'd appreciate it if you would get into your regular fishing clothes. What you wore that day. Then I'll get the picture.
His old fishing clothes?
Yeah. And we can rub a little dirt in his face to darken it so he looks like he needs a shave.
Well, he looks like a bum anyhow in the dreadful fishing clothes without rubbing dirt on his face, young man. I mean,
if
really...
If I may say something, I think we'd better forget the whole
thing.
Well,
Mr. Piper, the editor said I was to get you in your fishing clothes. Local color, human interest. Well, I'll lose my job if I mean, golly,
You wouldn't want him to lose his job, dear.
All right, you just mark my words. When it comes out in the paper tomorrow, I'll bet that kid won't have gotten one darn thing correct.
What made me mad was I rush around making the living room look lovely with flowers. Then he takes your picture outdoors.
Yeah.
Well, you better get out of those fishing clothes. I have to drive over down there and get Betsy and Bobby.
You could see. Yeah, anyone would know he doesn't know one thing about fishing. Yet he did not take one single note. It isn't important, he says. It isn't important when I told him I caught the muskie with a bucktail fly on a number 8 hook. Did you hear him? You heard him. It isn't important, he
said. Well, Eddie said he'd mention it. And he ought to remember it. You told him often enough. He was excited, dear. His first job, he wants to do it right. My, the enthusiasm of youth. His theories of journalism.
Yeah, theories of journalism. Love the way the paper sends a kid, just a kid, out to interview me.
Well, dear, I suppose they thought he could handle it since it was just about a fish. It isn't as though you'd murdered somebody.
Well, I came pretty darn close to it.
He was a nice young man. You mark my words, I'll bet in tomorrow's paper he'll not only have all the facts straight, but even spell your name correctly. He won't want you to call the paper and complain.
Think
of that, too, you
yeah.
know? Yes.
That's probably true. Well, you a little more impressed with your husband's talents as a fisherman?
Yes, dear. But if you ever catch a 300-pound swordfish, please don't hang that in my living room, will you?
It's a promise.
It better be.
Constipation can be a problem for anyone, even doctors. That's why it's interesting to see just what it is that's made Ex-Lax such a popular laxative with many doctors and millions of people over the years. Ex-Lax is effective. Overnight it helps you toward your normal regularity. And Ex-Lax is so gentle, so close to natural acting, there's no upset.
Remember, chocolated Ex-Lax helps you toward your normal regularity gently, overnight.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.